Israel's army pulled out of Bethlehem and neighboring Beit Jala today, ending a 10-day occupation. Israeli officials say the area will serve as a test case for four other Palestinian towns where tanks and troops remain. If quiet prevails, they say, Israel will consider a wider withdrawal. Israel launched the incursions after the assassination of a cabinet minister. They are the most sweeping offensive in years. They have left numerous civilians dead and drawn sharp criticism from the U.S. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Bethlehem.
For the first time in 10 days, children returned to school and adults to work, but it seemed most residents were out touring the city, rubbernecking at the damage from intense street battles between Israelis and Palestinian security forces. Traffic backed up at the burnt-out Paradise Hotel, which Israeli soldiers had made their base. On the gutted first floor, workers tested bare concrete pillars to see if they could still hold weight. The street outside was a tangle of downed electric cables and wooden poles. Among the debris, neon yellow stars that once hung twinkling all the way to Manger Square. Across from the hotel, Kaula Azza greeted neighbors in what had been her living room. The entire front wall was knocked out, flowered furniture coated in white dust. Azza explained that the children had been gawking out the front window at an Israeli tank when suddenly the tank started coming straight at the house. She rushed the family to a back room. After an intense noise shook the building, she says they returned to find the wall gone. Further down the street, several entire buildings were gone, and one storefront after another bashed in. The second-floor living room of another Azza family was burnt black, flames apparently sparked by an Israeli shell or missile. 25-year-old Ala Azza recalls how the family panicked. During Israel's reoccupation, tap water was cut, along with electricity and phone service. His parents and neighbors ended up using precious emergency stocks of bottled water to douse the fire. While Ala and his sister Amal say they're grateful for the current truce in Bethlehem, neither believes it will last. Ala says it's ludicrous to say Israel's army has ended its occupation here. Soldiers, he notes, still remain where they've been for years, at Bethlehem's entrance, regulating all traffic in and out.
10 meters from here, the military base is there, and they moved the tanks from near this house to 10 meters behind it. It's nothing. Their real withdrawing should be from the whole occupied territories.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says the army will only leave the latest areas seized after there's total quiet. In Bethlehem today, Palestinian security officials in green camouflage had taken up patrols around two refugee camps that are bases for gunmen. But Bethlehem Governor Mohammed Madani rejected Sharon's demand that Palestinians arrest those on Israel's wanted list. The deal is Israel withdraws, he says, and Palestinians take our own security measures with no Israeli conditions. Madani notes militants here had long ago stopped shooting at a nearby Jewish settlement. They only resumed after Israel was accused of assassinating a local militia head. If that happens again, Madani says he can promise nothing. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Bethlehem.